This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, has reaffirmed that her government will move quickly to change gun laws following the attacks on mosques in Christchurch, in which 50 people were killed. Speaking ahead of a cabinet meeting, she said New Zealanders were asking why people were able to buy military-style semi-automatic weapons. People in Christchurch have been returning to work and schools, as our correspondent Rupert Wingfield-Hayes reports.
It was a very sombre morning assembly at the Kashmir High School. Principal Mark Wilson had to tell his students that two of their classmates had been killed in Friday's attack on the city's mosques. One of the boys had fled with his family from the civil war in Syria. This afternoon, hundreds of children from schools across the city will hold a vigil close to the Al-Noor Mosque where their classmates died. As over the weekend, the people of Christchurch appear determined to show the world they will not be defined by the horrific crime committed here on Friday.
Police in northwest England say they've made four arrests in connection with incidents of alleged hate crime in which the New Zealand attack was mentioned. In one incident, a taxi driver was allegedly abused by members of the public. Counter-terrorism police are also investigating a stabbing on Saturday night near London Heathrow Airport. Ethiopia says early findings from an investigation into the Ethiopian Airlines disaster show clear similarities with a crash involving the same type of plane off Indonesia last October. The aircraft came down near the capital Addis Ababa a week ago, killing all 157 people on board. From the city, Kalkidan Yibaltal reports.
Ethiopia's transport minister says flight data shows clear parallels exist between last week's disaster and Lion Air's accident last October. Both planes were Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. The minister, Dagmar Mogas, told journalists that French aviation investigators have completed work on the flight data and cockpit voice recorders and handed over their findings to their Ethiopian counterparts. Preliminary results are expected to be released within a month.
Israel's High Court has disqualified the leader of the ultra-right Jewish Power Party, Michael Ben-Ari, from running in April's general election, overturning a decision of the Central Election Committee. It's the first time a single candidate, and not an entire list, has been barred from taking part. Mr. Ben-Ari attacked the decision.
There is a judicial junta here which wants to take over our lives. They tell you there's a democracy here. It's not a democracy. There's a judicial junta here, unfortunately, which took power into its hands.
World News from the BBC.